KD, listen.
How you doing? KD2VG.
Hey, KC4SKD. Don't know if I'm in the repeater good. It's really scratchy. Hope you're doing okay today.
Well enough. I'm okay. I got up late and I'm in like more than the usual amount of pain. So I gotta, it's been like a 3 aspirin day.
4-2. So, anyway, I won't be on here long because I'm fixing to go into a known dead spot for 6-1. So I just figured I'd throw my call out and see who's listening. Got several stops I gotta make before I get home. And gotta pick up lunch and a few things.
So just a regular ordinary day then. I got things I gotta do, but I'm not doing them, so I probably shouldn't sit here for that much longer either.
Pan gasket for the car. It's only got 237,000 miles, and I've never taken the transmission pan off. It cleaned the filter or anything, so I figured I better get this done.
70,000 miles ago, but yeah, it probably needs to be done. Usually around at 150 or 170 or so thousand miles. The transmission is the one thing you don't want failing.
I have changed the fluid every 30,000 miles. I've drained and replace the fluid in it. One day I did it 3 times just to make sure it got out of the torque converter and everything else. But now I figured I'd drop the pan and check all that out. Unpleasant chore, but it needs to be done.
Is it just drain it and replace the fluid or drain it and flush it? Sometimes the manufacturer is saying don't try to flush it out. Just, I just replace the fluid. Because flushing out whatever other debris is in there could possibly hurt it.
I had flushed it. I just drained it and replaced it. Like I said, that one day I did it 3 times. Anyway, I mean, I'm not having any issues, no leaks or anything, but I just feel like I need to check that filter.
Definitely what you have to do. I always end up with, I got 2 or 3 cars and trucks that I bought at auction, and I never had a good transmission in any of them. It's typical of the ones you're going to get at auction.
I never bought one at auction. A friend of mine did. He bought a couple of vehicles on auctions, and he's never had anything serious wrong with either one, but anyway, I hate to cut it short, but I'm about to go into a dead spot for 6-1.
I'll see you on the other side then, I guess.
Get in, take care. We'll chat with you later. KC4SKD. KC4SKD, listening. It's real scratchy, but I think we can manage. I went through the known dead spot, so anyway, next thing to do is pick up lunch. Taco Bell. My wife and I are on the Nutrisystem diet, and our food shipment hadn't come in yet, and we got a little low on some things, so I figured I'd just get some Taco Bell.
Nutrisystem, is that how it works?
For us, It worked out pretty good. It's so much less expensive than eating out.
It will be. More expensive than cooking your own food, I'm sure. But, a lot of these meal delivery services, or whatever they are, can actually be competitive. Send you, food ready to, recipes ready to prepare, that sort of thing. Nutritionally, they're okay. Cost-wise, they're actually not as much as you would think.
Not at all. I hope it's... I don't know what's going on with you. Went way down in the noise level and just disappeared altogether.
I was just saying, some of those delivery services that give deliver like meals, prepare meals for you to cook, competitive as far as cost, and nutritionally they're usually not bad.
No, ours has been great. I mean, it's just get a pretty good variety of what to pick, and of course it works. I've lost 30 pounds on it, so I'm not advertising for them, but yeah, it's been great for us.
I suppose I need to lose a lot more than 30 pounds. And I, you know, I don't really know of any other good way to do it. It's not that easy for me really to get enough exercise.
I do. I don't get enough exercise. I've got a bike in the garage with a little stand I put on it and ride, but, you know, it's just having the time. By the time you get home and fight the traffic and all that, the time just goes by so fast, you think, wow, what happened?
No. See, it's already after 1 o'clock. What happened to my entire morning? I understand. You know, and I don't really have that much to do all day anyway, but I can't really find much time either.
And of course, the day's unusual for me. This is what my half Fridays are like, and I've already got a list of things I got to do this afternoon, take off trash and order parts for this vehicle I'm driving, and, you know, it's just, where does the time go?
Do all your own maintenance on the vehicle, as far as tune-ups, oil changes. What even involves a tune-up nowadays? Probably not all that much. You know, drain and flush the transmission, that sort of thing. You do all that usually yourself?
Yeah, I can, and I need to sign with you. I'm at the drive-thru. I hate to cut it short, but I got an order, KC4SKB.
P2BNG, we'll talk to you later.